also an opportunity for us to see it as a, you know, to recognize this as a societal issue. It's really easy to throw blame on someone scared, but it's bigger than just a couple people. You know, this is what we, the world we live in. People being surprised by racism shown in Carbondale. I don't know where they've been. I grew up here and I don't know where they've been or what they've been paying attention to, because it's here.
You know, what's most important for us is the outcome. And so we don't want to do something that pushes the police away or makes them dig in or be more resistant. We don't want to do something that makes people feel like they're being attacked and ostracized or something. So I think that, you know, trying to create that dialogue and saying, hey, people are upset, but this is a fixable thing. How can we work to fix it? And then gathering more information, finding out how it ties into the bigger issues of racism around here and how we can talk about those things and address those things. You know, for me, it goes above and beyond Michael's story, but seeing people passionate about this again and energized about this again, then I'm like, this is a perfect opportunity to talk about these deeper levels of systemic racism and the underlying stuff that leads to an incident like this happening. But this incident isn't, you know, alone on its own. Like, it's the symptom of like all of this underlying stuff that we have to talk about. And when people are paying attention and inspired, is a good time to talk about that. But yeah, we have to be careful in doing it in a way that doesn't do any harm. And I guess that's where we're trying to kind of walk that tightrope right now.
I think the police need to be engaged in this conversation. I think it's hard at the moment because everyone just wants it to be around a single incident, and it needs to be about more.
And I think that it would be important, you know, having this discussion with the police and with the community to try to create some form of accountability and some plan that actually showed the, you know, laid out a certain amount of work. Yeah, I mean, I don't know, it's common for people in power positions to be like, this is very important to us. We're going to work very hard to address this. We're going to do everything that we can to be better, without actually like defining what that amount of work is going to be. And then, you know, a year later, you can't really measure what's happened or can't even tell if anything has happened. It's like, I want to see some accountability, and I want to see something more than just we're going to do what we can or something. I think there needs to be some like defined path and sign of effort that can be shown and measured.